Testing, testing. Side. We are here.
Side note.
Side note.
Side note.
Side note. Hi, everyone. This is Marcus.
Yes, this is Jacob.
And this is our new revamped, rebooted,
remastered
podcast that we talk about doing forever now. Mm-hmm. And we have called it, well, Jacob gave the cool name, Side Note. And it just kind of stuck. So we are here starting up Side Note. Originally, we wanted to, or at least I was thinking about starting off doing Side Note on New Year's Day. Because considering New Year's Day was the 1 year anniversary of cracking a combo. And we all know where that kind of, how that went down.
Yep.
Yeah, we ended up being too busy for that. So we took like, how long of a break did we take? It was like at least, what, 7-8 months?
Yeah, it was a while.
We took a long ass break before we decided to come back up with this. It was cool because like ever since like we got really busy with work, both of us. And when we stopped, I think a couple months later, you hit me up and you were like, oh, hey, we should do another podcast, which was completely random. I thought it was super random. I'm like, oh, I thought you didn't like it. But like, no, we should do a fucking podcast again. Like, fuck that. It was fun. I'm like, oh, well.
And here we are.
Doing another podcast. So today, we're going to, you know, not today, tonight. And some of you are going to hear this in the daytime.
It depends on where you're listening, yes.
Yeah. We,
It's all our fans in Tokyo.
Tokyo.
Good morning. Ding, 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 ding. Just like make that the intro.
Oh my god. I apologize. I seem to be always be sick, which kind of sucks. But, I'll eventually get better and I won't sound so nasally. I won't do that sound either. So we decided, since yesterday, that you wanted to go get massages?
Yeah. No, I've been wanting one for a while, dude.
I've been wanting one for a cool minute ever since I last had one, which was when I broke my back. Yay, Batman reference, Bane, Batman, you know. If you're a DC fan, I don't know, or maybe if you just know it. Fuck this shit, I'm out! Oh, what was that? Haikyuu, fuck these niggas up! I'm like, why you gotta start a song like that? Fucking yeah. Drake. Anywho, so we finally had the time to go and get massages, which we were trying to go get them done, like, at, what, 2?
Yeah.
And we ended up not getting them done till 8?
Yeah.
Jesus. We went to this place. It was in the corner of a plaza, which kind of already...
It's like a plaza like in the middle of nowhere. It's just kind of like in a corner somewhere.
Yeah.
A little hole in the wall.
And we just stumbled on in, and there was no one at the desk at first. And we're just kind of standing there thinking dark thoughts like we always do when we're together. We think of some really dark shit, man. We think we really do.
Yeah, that was the first thing we said.
I think the first
they
thing...
just, like, come through the door with baseball bats and just beat the shit out of them.
Yeah, like, just randomly. Or, like, we saw a little, I almost called
out. Or they wait till we just get completely naked, put potato sacks over our heads, and just, again, beat the shit out of them.
Yeah. Lady comes out, she's like, oh, you guys want to do a massage? And we're like, yeah. And I think it was funny because every time they talked to you, like, it always, like, when they would talk to you, there was always the initial response. Huh? What? Like, you just... Dude, what?
I wish I knew what they were saying.
And she was like, you want to put a tip? Now? And you're like, yeah, sure, $10. And I looked at you and I was like, god damn it, this shit could either go really good or really south. And we're going to give him a $10 tip.
Right? She asked the tip at the beginning. I'm just like, okay, so if I give a good tip, or if I give a bad tip, she might just fuck up my back.
Yeah, that's the logic there. So that's, I think $10 is a good tip.
That's pretty smart of them.
We get a massage. Oh, no. She goes, okay, towel... stripped down she walked out
and we're like out.
What do we do?
Yeah, we're just staring at each other
because what was it, we stripped down, and even then that took a process. It was like a 5-minute process of us getting like stripped down because we were just thinking of dark shit, man. Like we were thinking like what would happen if we're getting ready in the room and they just walk in and one looks at me and just decks me in the face, another one jumps over the other girl and looks at you and just cocks her hand back and just smacks you super fucking hard. And ended up, like, stealing all of our shit because it said, well, there was a sign inside the room and it says,
yeah,
oh,
red
like,
light.
Like, watch.
We're not responsible for
anything. Yeah, we're not responsible for anything missing. And it's like, oh, what if we, like, walked outside and our cars are gone? Like, hey, where's our cars? They're missing. Yeah, we're not responsible for that. You should have read the sign. So, we stripped down and We were like laying in the bed.
It's like she's like, all right, I'm going home. She takes off one of our cars. We're not responsible. Sorry, man.
She took. We were laying down and they came in. They were very talkative. Like, they were very friendly.
Yeah.
Usually from when I get a massage, like, they just go straight to it.
But it was kind of funny because I couldn't help but not want to laugh. I just wanted to fucking laugh the whole time.
So many things that I just... So many things.
Like, this was my first massage, but, like, it was just, like, I wasn't prepared. I thought I was, and I just wasn't.
What was the first thing she did? We were being massaged, and I'm like, okay. My arms were initially up.
Yeah.
Above my head, and,
Mine too, and then like she grabbed him, she put him to the side, and I'm just like, all right, well.
I'm like, here we go. She's like, you asleep? I'm like, no, I'm alive. And she just, ha ha.
Dude, she started talking about your tattoos. I was dying.
She's like, what if your girlfriend don't like them? Tattoos are forever, forever. Right.
You have
forever.
So many of them.
That's all she kept saying, forever, forever, forever. Forever. I was like, yeah.
I like how they didn't say anything to me. She just looked at me, and she's like, oh, you have one, you'll be fine.
Yeah. Oh my god. No, I think the best part out of that whole thing was what happened to you.
Dude, I was not prepared for that. So during the middle of it, right? We're just gonna jump right into the middle where she was like fucking going ham on my back, right? Oh, and by the way, she was strangling me at one point. I didn't say anything, but I couldn't. Okay. Like, you know that little hole that you put your head in, right?
Yeah.
Well, I guess I put my chin, like, too high up or something because it was, like, right there. And all of a sudden, she was putting she was pressing my neck against the edge.
Oh, shit.
Dude, like, I was literally choking.
Well, I'm over here, like, passed out.
Right?
And you're just like...
I heard you snoring, too.
Dude, I was out. Well, there's the funny thing is that, like, that was like an in-between state. Like, I was knocking out, but I was still awake and aware of, like, what was going on.
I was
on.
About to knock out before she started choking me, dude. I was ready.
And then, like, I think, like, that was when she started doing my lower back, and I was like, okay, cool. Like, this, like, that's where, like, all, like, the tension I felt. And, like, right when she started touching my lower back, all I heard was...
Okay, so, yeah, about that.
Just... And then another silence, and then, again, twice.
And, you know, the thing is, she didn't even go in order, like, get to my lower back. She went from my shoulders to the front, right?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, she stopped. And I'm like, okay, she's gonna do something else, right? All of a sudden, I just feel my boxers being ripped down. And I'm like, what the fuck? And then I was like, what? And then a second one, but even harder. And then she starts laughing afterwards. And I'm just, like, nervously laughing. Like, is this normal?
It was funny as we talked about it before we actually laid on the bed.
Uh-huh.
Like, what would happen if we had to, like, there was, like, some kind of, like, a dark humor, and you got your ass smacked? No, I think it was me.
Yeah, it was you. Like, yeah. I just look over, like, the lights flicker, and all of a sudden, like, your ass is out.
Yeah!
Flicker again. Oh! Like, one last time, and you're just gone.
They heard it. They heard. They're like, oh, so he thinks he's a funny boy. I'm gonna smack his ass, dude. And they giggled after, like, I think she wanted to see a jiggle or something.
Dude.
Oh, my God.
She was something else.
That shit is fucking bananas, dude. Oh, my God. Like, you have to think about it for a second. You're laying down, and everything's fine. Well, I mean, as fine can be, and just, you
all
just...
All of a sudden, just out of nowhere.
Just a double smack.
Dude, my cheeks clap, not gonna lie.
Oh my god, like, ow, ow.
Like, there's a little clap in between those claps, and then that was me.
Oh, but, man. Jacob just gets his shit fucking bonk-bonked all over, and everything just, god.
Dude, what if she opens up, like, a little side drawer and just, like, whoops out, like...
Just fucking a paddle.
Yeah. And
just... Oh my god, dude. That was actually pretty funny. She's like, oh, good, no. And then see, another thing too was that there's a guy that kind of came. Okay, so we showed up.
Fuck that guy.
I want to say we showed up like right before 8:30 because they closed at 9:30.
Yeah.
And I think at that point we were like 40 minutes in.
Mm-hmm.
Or 30 minutes in. And
well past like 9 o'clock. Yeah.
And the guy, he comes in, he asks for a massage, and they're like, okay, yeah, sure. But the only thing they could have offered him was a half hour.
Yeah.
Or I think she even said she would be willing to do like a 40 minute or something like that. He's like, oh, I want to do the hour one. Can you do an hour? She's like, no, we close at 9:30. And we're going to close at 9:30. So he gets a little upset about that still. He's like, oh, well, how come you can't do how come you can't work till 10? Oh, because we close at 9:30. So what you're trying to tell me is you can't do an hour massage? I don't understand people that are like that, to be truthfully honest with you. Like, how? You show up really late. Granted, we did the same thing, but like...
At least showed up with well enough time.
Yeah, to get an hour.
Yeah.
And I'm glad we did an hour, because if we didn't, I probably would have been like, okay, well... Because she told us, oh, we'll give you 30 minutes. If you want to do more and you like it, we'll do another 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And I was, I thought about it, but, you know, whatever. I'm glad we just did it right off the bat.
Yeah, just straight up.
And so he was just being persistent. And the funny thing about it, which kind of really isn't funny, but it's only funny because it happened to him, to Jacob, is that the lady that was massaging Jacob was, like, the owner. Pretty sure she was the owner.
Yeah.
Because she kept going in and out. And, like, I wasn't too sure at one point. But, like...
No, she kept leaving, dude.
I heard footsteps. Like, she had to leave. I think she left, like, 3 or 4 times. And I'm like, oh, shit.
Oh, hey. Where are you going? Come back.
And I'm like, damn. Jacob's really not getting that full hour like he asked for.
Right.
But, overall, the massage was cool. She's like, oh, you guys come back again? And, I don't know about that. I really don't think that's really gonna...
Yeah, she's like, oh, yeah, once you get, like... The massage, you're gonna be coming back from work. I'm like, yeah, I'm not here.
Yeah, no way. So
I'm good.
So we've done a couple things prior to us starting up our podcast, and
yeah, we've been around,
and we've had a lot of small things happen. No, we've had some things happen to where we're like, okay, we have some to put
interesting,
this
experiences.
Yeah, we had to like dial all this stuff in, and one of the things was that. I don't know for people, if you have Facebook or not, like, you know how those ads come up, those dating apps, and there's this one called Azar, I think.
Azar.
Yeah, something like that, and apparently it's a big deal. They say over 13 million people use it, which I really don't understand.
Never even heard of it.
Yeah, and so I guess it's a video chat. There's two girls, and they look like they're fucking 11, and they're having this video chat with a guy. And this guy is just like, I don't know, he has this creepy vibe to him. He just kind of like stares with a smile. Right. He's just like, right? And they're talking, and they're British. They had some heavy accents, and they're like arguing over this guy. And one girl's like, oh, my name's Megan. And the other girl, like, I don't know the other girl's name, because I guess once you start to watch the video like progress, everyone goes wild over in the comments. Because the girls are fighting, and the guy in the corner before the video ends, he's like, ladies, please, please. That never happens in a video chat, never.
Yeah.
And so I guess the big deal about in the comments for the video was that I guess the girl named Megan, the British girl, everyone's like, oh, she was mad thick. Lordy, Lord, thick. Like, some of these comments are pretty, like, hilarious. Like, the way she was positioned on her bed. And, like, you have to admit, I was like, what the fuck is going on here? And like one of the comments, I thought it was just funny because you jump right into it. Is like, we're not gonna give off the names, but some of the comments are like, that girl in the bed, .. Wow, she thick as fuck. Yeah, another one says, why is the guy looking like he's done something wrong? Like, he has that look on his face where he's just like, and he's always, his head's always turned at like at a tilt. You got another one, and this dude's like, bruh. Megan mad thick as fuck, Lord. Like, and then everyone's just like, Megan's thicker than a bowl of oatmeal. What's her Instagram? And then someone just shoots off his SoundCloud. He goes, yeah, hit my shit. It's fire.
That one guy.
It says, yeah, through the night, tyranny. Wow. And they said, apparently she's fire. I don't know. I think.
So, Megan, where you at?
I think dating apps are pretty fucking hilarious. Like, you meet some interesting people.
You gotta hire some, like, protection or some shit.
Yeah.
Depends off that.
Another thing that happened to us, or more or less happened to Jacob, is a story that he heard at work. I really think you should dabble into that one.
Oh, should we?
Yeah.
All right, this is some next level shit. I'm not gonna give off like a name. Or,
like, the first off, no names.
I don't want to call anybody out.
You're like Jeff,
Jeffrey, if you're out there. So
we miss you.
Yeah. So like. We had, like, some free time in between the trucks, right? So, we usually just sit around the break table, just, you know, having some, you know, just normal conversations and shit. And My coworker just decides to grudge up some something from his past on us. And I was like, all right, just, you know, let it out.
What is it?
And he's like, all right, I got something to tell you guys. It didn't actually come out of nowhere. Like, we were talking about, like, trips and stuff, like, you know, that we've experienced and stuff. And he's like, okay, so I had a bad trip. I'm like, all right, let's see where this goes. He was like, yeah, me and my girl, we were at my friend's house, right? And we were hanging out with, I guess him, his girl's best friend. And then his other friend was downstairs with his girlfriend, right? They were just doing their own thing in their room. And I guess, like, they had miscommunication because all three of them were in the room together. And
Who's all in the room?
My coworker, his girl, and then coworker's friend.
Was coworker's friend a guy or girl? Or?
Guy, it was a dude.
Okay, so two dudes, one girl.
Yeah.
So we're gonna go right? south.
Right, all tripping on acid, like fucking.
Oh fuck.
So, like, I still like, I'm trying to like think what I would have done in that situation. So what happened was, there was a miscommunication, and all of a sudden his friend, they just look over at his friend, and he just starts taking his clothes off. Like, he started taking his shirt off, ready to take his pants off, and they're like, what the fuck are you doing, bro?
Like, nothing, like, initiated
nothing,
or anything?
No, like, nothing at all. And they were like, he was like, are we not doing this? That's the first thing he says. We're not doing this?
Oh, shit.
And, what are you talking about? And he's like, we're not all taking our clothes off. He's like, no, what the fuck is wrong with you?
What the fuck?
Oh, so, like, shit. His instinct is, like, him and his girl just, like, leave the room, right? They go down and they go try to fucking, you know, tell his friend, right?
Yeah.
Like, what just fucking happened?
We're not doing this?
Like... Yeah, so he goes over there and he goes downstairs. He's about to open the door. And all of a sudden, he goes up to the door and all he hears is... So he's like, well, fuck. So, you know, like, what do you do? You just walk away, right? No, he knocks on the door until he fucking opens it.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, his fucking friend comes out. He's, like, he's fucking...
He's pissed.
Like, fucking, yeah, he's pissed. Like, he's not happy. He's like, what the fuck do you want?
Oh, shit.
So...
What the fuck do you want?
Yeah, because... Okay. So,
oh shit.
He's like, yo dude, like
you gotta go. Like,
yeah, our friend up there is just like fucking, he just started taking his clothes off. He's like talking about like fucking us and shit. And he's like, what are you talking about, bro? You're just having a bad trip. Like, just go back.
You're having a bad trip. And he just wanted to get rid of him.
Right? And it's, you know what the interesting part is? Okay, so he thought maybe he was just having a bad trip. He's had another complaint similar to this about the same fucking guy. So he kind of already knew. He just honestly couldn't.
Didn't give a fuck, dude.
No, he could not care less. He's just like, you know what? Just go up there and handle it like a man. That's basically what he said. So he went back up there, right? I think his girl's still downstairs. I can't remember. But he's like, all right, I'm just going to go there and see what he's doing now. He opens the fucking door. This dude, butt-ass naked.
Just fucking chilling or what?
Yeah, he's just chilling. He's just fucking naked. Just chilling. And he's like, all right, so we doing this, right? He's like, all right, no, I can't do this. So he takes off. Him and his girl just fucking...
It's left.
Take off, yeah. They don't say anything. They take off. And then he went back. I forgot what he forgot, but he forgot something in the room upstairs. So yeah. He's like, okay, I'm just going to go back and get it real quick. And he went up there and he opened the door. And all he sees is his friend, like, on the bed, fucking trying to suck his own dick.
Oh, my God.
Like, he's just, like, reaching for it, dude.
He's like, so it's not happening? All
right,
well...
Right? He opens the door. The dude doesn't even turn to look or acknowledge him. He's just trying. He's just fucking trying.
Holy shit.
And again, he's like, what the fuck are you doing?
Oh, but, yeah, dude.
Yeah, so he just grabbed his shit. He left, and I think that was it.
Like, that did it for me. Like, that's fucking wild.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But, dude, the whole time I was just cracking up at work. I'm just like, oh fuck.
I just like, you really put yourself through that,
right?
Oh my God, I love crazy
like,
stories.
You walk in to see your friend just sucking his own dick. Like, how do you come back from that? You don't.
Especially for you got one friend that's just like, oh, like he already dealt with it one time. So he's like, hey, look, he doesn't do anything. Just like he tries to suck his own dick, then he passes out. Like, let him be. Like, fuck, dude.
That's crazy.
Yeah, you could have warned me, you know. But
God.
Yeah, you don't come back from that.
No, you never do. I don't think you ever. There's ever a situation where you can come back from that.
Nah.
Fuck. Well, all right. So I think.
Story time.
No, yeah. No more secret time. Yeah. Secret story time.
Secret story time.
Progression. Oh my God. So yeah, I think we can call that one. Yeah. What do you think?
I think we can.
It's a pretty good solid one. Mm-hmm. So I think we yeah. I think for 20 minutes we did a solid welcoming back, if you will.
You guys should be at work by now.
Crying, wishing you were asleep, or yelling at your boss for being at work so late or so early.
You just fucking had one too many shots. Last shot did you in and you just called off and now you're fucking hating your life right now, Ben.
Or maybe this is the background music to you having sex, you know, just...
Yeah. Maybe you just walk downstairs after your friend just started sucking his own dick and all you hear is... Like, why do you knock on the door? Just leave.
Just fucking go home, man.
Instead, he's just like, bro, I gotta tell you this right now. Like, what's that? Man. I guess if anything is that important that you need to tell someone right then and there, it's that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
my friend's just trying to suck his own dick right now.
He's just trying to get his own. Trying to get his in.
Just trying to get it on, you know. Just leave him alone. Just send him to a different room.
So what we did was, in Cracking a Convo, we dropped an episode every Monday.
Yeah.
So... Well, we were thinking Mondays were pretty cool. They stayed very steady. I mean, we could always keep Monday, or we can shoot into like the weekend over the podcast.
Yeah, I was thinking. So, just because of our schedule now, I was thinking we could arrange for like the end of the week. We can record it in the middle. And, you know.
Yeah, could always do that.
Yeah, I mean, let us know. You know, let us know what you guys prefer. When do you guys want to hear our voice? Might not good.
There's a big vote saying never. Oh God. No,
your podcast has been deleted.
Yeah, for real. So
too many complaints.
Yeah, then what we can do is we can just keep it over to every Monday.
Yeah. Or you know what? Maybe we'll surprise you guys. One day we'll just release it on a Sunday and the next day we will say we're calling it quits.
Yeah, right. And you'll never know, because we're certainly not gonna be cracking anything else after that. Oh.
No, but for real, I think our schedule would probably be towards the end of the week.
To release
it episode? Seems like our meet days are always Wednesdays.
They are, yeah.
Tuesdays or Wednesdays? Or Thursdays. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursdays. So Wednesday seems like a good in the middle. And just shit seems to happen. Like right before Wednesdays is when a bunch of shit just goes down.
They do. Well, all right then.
So,
we'll call it, well then, what? We record on a Wednesday, drop it on a Friday?
Yeah.
All right. Well, there you go. There you have it, guys. Right from the horses. Mouth. You'll be getting episodes every Friday. So this is Marcus.
This is Jacob.
On a side note, and we'll talk to you guys next time.
Stay fresh.
GAC.
I just hit the switch.